welcome to the Inspiring South Africans family, where I feature incredible people and organizations in and out of South Africa that are doing it with purpose and focused on the healing of the people and the planet. And my guest here is an incredible human being, I believe, incredibly talented. He's a photographer, a filmmaker, who I believe has the innate gift of tapping into and capturing the essence and the soul of human beings and animals. Adrian, you really see them, and I'm going to welcome you now. And that is Adrian Stern, the man behind the South African television series 21 Icons. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Right. Now, as an Australian, an Aussie, why are you doing this in South Africa and not in Australia? I'd love to know.
I moved here 8 years ago. And I'd been to South Africa quite a few times through the early part of my life, and then through my 20s, I used to visit a lot. I loved Africa. I just fell in love with the place. And at age 27, I'm 35 now, I decided to make the move. I was a photographer, and the country just drew me in. The people, the warmth, the story, the adversity, obviously the biomes, the wildlife, the conservation aspect as well. But it's an incredible place, and in many ways, it's although been through so much and in so many ways has fractured, it really became this a beacon of light for me for what could be achieved. And I mean that in I'm not being patronizing, I'm not being didactic, and it comes from a very, very good place. South Africa is an incredible community of people.
Well, I believe that, and that's what my Inspiring South Africans is all about. It's about the people, and you know, welcome. And I'm glad you chose South Africa. Now, I'm going to, as you know, my Inspiring South Africans, you know, I'm doing in honor of Nelson Mandela to keep his legacy alive, and I know you did an incredible portrait on him. How was that? How was the meeting with him? How did I know that the photograph of him was just unbelievably powerful?
Yeah, look, I was fortunate enough in the last 5 years of Mandela's life to spend a bit of time with him. I got access as a photographer and as a filmmaker that other people didn't get. And it was a very interesting time to watch a man who was literally probably the most significant, most talked about person in the world in so many ways, yet at that stage of his life was a great-grandfather spending his last years in finding solace and comfort, I guess, in family. And it was, I guess, an experience that was littered with many memorable moments, wonderful experiences, just to meet the man who was simply just that, a man. And I became fascinated with this idea that we deified Mandela, yes, which is a very dangerous thing to do, to
Absolutely.
Deify somebody. He was simply a man. He was an incredible man, but in many ways no more incredible than Philip Tobias or Desmond,
yes,
Tutu,
yes,
no more incredible than Nadine Gordimer or Lillian Singer. And that's what this project became about. It was showing the world and South Africa that this country was more than one man, but the best of this country was represented in people like Nelson Mandela.
Mm.
So it was the flip side of that coin, whereby we celebrate these people, we never forget, but we also turn around and say, hang on a second, the best of this country, the best of these people is represented within us in this community. And that's what the project was all about. And I became a little bit frustrated with the concept of South Africa, the miracle nation, because a miracle only happens once. The freeing of Mandela, the first democratic elections, previous to that, surviving the Chris Hani assassination, the 95 Rugby World Cup, the African Cup of Nations, this country just unifying and healing itself. You can't have that many miracles. To say that it was all a miracle is a bit of a cop-out. And to be honest with you, I think South Africans need to pat themselves on the back, because it wasn't just one man who allowed this all to happen. He facilitated a lot of the goodwill. He facilitated a lot of the leadership. However, there was an entire community behind Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu and Nadine Gordimer and Philip Tobias, and this community is the here and the now of South Africa. And the project was a celebration of that.
And I think always, you know, in all the interviews that I've seen on Nelson Mandela, he's always said, no, 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 it's not just me. It was a collective effort, you know, while he was on Robben Island. He's never, ever ever, you know, embrace the glory for that. Never, ever. So,
Absolutely. You had Sisulu, you had Cathedra. Yeah, I
all
mean,
of them.
there was just so many
All his
people.
comrades, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But and also, it's not just the sacrifice. Those guys went into jail and they sacrificed part of their life, but they had a union, they had a camaraderie in there. You speak to them, it wasn't all doom and gloom. There were people on the outside who were enduring far worse in many ways. And I think that that's what really understanding the South African of today is all about. You look at a place where there is so much religious tolerance. You're looking at a place where I can walk down the street as a Muslim, as a Christian, as a Jew, and absolutely have complete freedom, whether I'm an atheist or I'm a Hindu. I have a place in the sun here in South Africa. I am a valuable member of this community if I stay positive.
Absolutely, and that's as you know, that is the essence of inspiring South Africans. It's you know, focusing on the possibility and the positive, and it is a wonderful space to be in, as you know. And so now I'm going to ask you what is your dream going for 21 Icons? And then I'd like you to end, because I love the way you speak. I love your energy, and I love that you have embraced South Africa. A message for South Africans. So first, your dream for 21 Icons, and then a message for South Africa. How's that?
Look, where South Africa is a collection, 21 Icons is a collection of incredible human beings and telling their stories. Human beings that have, in many ways, been discovered, and then in other ways, stories of people that nobody had ever heard of. And it's literally taking the best and the most positive in an era of multimedia and making it accessible to people. So we want to tell stories here globally, in other countries, other regions, in other languages, of really good, positive men and women who are creating the tapestry of humankind in the 21st century. Positive stories about what we are doing together, creating a union, creating an understanding, breaking down barriers.
And you're doing just that.
And my message for South Africa would be, you know what? We have to believe in ourselves. We have to look around and understand that in many ways the world is broken. And that 10 years ago, we all looked at South Africa and said, my God, do we have a future? And it's becoming more and more apparent in many ways that South Africa has a very bright future. There are economic challenges, there's challenges with inequality, but the most wonderful thing, the thing that strikes me, this is one of the happiest places in the world, despite all that. And you can't manufacture or buy happiness. And South Africa has happiness and it has forgiveness in abundance.
What a wonderful way to end our conversation. Thank you so much, Adrian. I wish you onwards and upwards, and just thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing and what you are showing the world in your magnificent work. Thank you, Adrian.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.